Charlotte Greenwood Show, brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. And here is our star, the lovable lady of stage and screen, Charlotte Greenwood. Room of the Lakeview Post-Dispatch, where Charlotte is getting fitted for the newspaper role in her next picture, and Willie Anderson, the city editor, is getting fitted for a straitjacket. As usual, Charlotte is on long distance talking to her manager in Hollywood, and she's saying...
But, Roger, I keep telling you every week I'll be in Hollywood as soon as I can get reservations. And, Roger, don't forget to send me that tweed suit. No, they're not pants. They're slacks. I don't wear slacks anymore. Every time I wore them in a restaurant with Mr. Anderson, the waiter handed me the check. He isn't stingy. No, last night he took four of us to dinner and spent $9. Well, I know it wasn't much, but it was all I had. Thanks, Roger, for sending me that interview. You know, the one that asked if I ever thought about marriage. Thought about it, I've dreamed of orange blossoms so often I sleep with a smudge pot at the foot of my bed. Roger, I have to go now. Someone is tooting a horn for me. No, it's not Gabriel. It's Mr. Anderson. I'm going to drive him out to the airport and back. Bye.
For gosh sake, Charlotte, this is terrible. What a car.
Oh, cheer up, Mr. Anderson.
Cheer up, cheer up, cheer up. I go way out there to the airport, and the man I wanted to see doesn't even arrive. And I'm driving in a rattling relic.
Did you say in or with?
Yes. Well, both would be correct.
Well, it could be worse.
Oh, yeah, it could be worse. It could rain.
Well, how do you like that?
It is raining.
Oh, dear. Well, I brought this rain on myself. You know, I forgot to tell you that.
What are you talking about? You brought the rain on. You forgot to tell me what?
I just had the car washed.
Oh. Well, pull over to the side of the road and we'll put up the top.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about that, too. There isn't any top.
There isn't any top? Then we have to ride all the way into town in an open car, or we'll be drenched. Oh, look at that lightning.
Oh, don't be so nervous, Mr. Anderson. It's only a kind of electricity.
Oh, only electricity, huh? Well, you'll find out the difference if lightning ever hits you.
I already know the difference. They charge you for electricity, but if lightning hits you, it's free.
If lightning hits you, it's free. Oh, take it easy, can't you? Don't you know you're in a military zone? You want to be picked up by an MP?
Oh, do you mean you can arrange it?
What are you stopping for?
Well, didn't you see that soldier we just passed? He's getting all wet. I'm going to give him a lift.
Charlotte, it's just as wet here in the car.
Yes, but he's running fast. He might even be in trouble. Want a lift, soldier?
No, thanks. I'm just going to the camp there.
Oh, is anything wrong?
Well, there is something a little wrong. I'm AOL.
AOL? What does that spell?
Well, sometimes it spells jail.
Oh, you poor boy. Do they put you in jail just for being AOL? Well, whatever that is. Could I do something to help?
No, Charlotte.
No, but thanks just the same. Oh, thanks. Maybe you could at that. If the sentry saw me saying goodbye to somebody, he might think that I'd been with a relative, like my mother or someone, and not be so tough.
Well, of course, I've never been a mother, but I could say goodbye to you.
Charlotte, please, don't get mixed up in anything. No, besides, I have to get back to town.
There isn't anything to get mixed up in. I'm just going to say goodbye to a soldier. I won't be a minute. Come on, son.
Now, let's see. I could tell the sentry that you're on a secret mission because I don't think you're old enough to be my mother. How old are you?
That's the secret.
Hey, maybe you could sort of act like my aunt.
Yes, well, I could sort of try. After all, I am an actress.
An actress? Gee, you are? Okay, this is it. Hiya, sentry.
Where's your pass?
Right here.
Wait a second. This expired half an hour ago.
Oh, now surely you're not going to make a fuss just because he's PDQ.
It's AOL.
But only 30 minutes. I've been with my aunt. She's just in town for a couple of hours, you see.
Your aunt?
Yeah, this lady right here. She's an actress. Her name's Peaches LaRue.
Peaches LaRue?
What's the matter? Ain't your name Peaches LaRue?
Uh-huh. That's what they call me sometimes.
Yeah, LaRue. That's French for street.
Street?
Yes. LaRue is French for street, and taboo is Indian for don't, and dew is California for rain.
What's that got to do with his checking in late?
I just told you. I was with my aunt.
Yes, and now he's here, FOB.
He's AOL.
That's all. And on the loose.
No, absent without over leave. And he might be even A-W-O-L.
Yes, he might be A-W-O-L-F. You never can tell.
Well, I'd better phone headquarters about this. Post number one, calling off for the day.
Wonder what he does at night.
This is post number one, sir. Yeah, there's a man here over leave.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know, sir. But he's got somebody with him. Named Peaches LaRue. Oh,
goodness, it gets worse.
He says she's on the stage. Yes, sir.
What's the matter?
The O.D. is reporting this to the colonel. Okay, sir.
John, hurry up. It's raining hard.
Coming right away, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, no, you ain't.
What's the matter now, Sentry?
Well, I don't know, but they seem to think there's something funny about this. You two are going to headquarters. They're sending out a jeep for you.
Well, that's silly. They can't take me in a jeep.
No? What makes you think they can?
Because they never could get me folded up enough to sit in one.
There's a famous sundial inscription that reads, "It's later than you think." And with Christmas only 2 weeks away, that reminder is appropriate. Appropriate for those of us who are putting off our Christmas card shopping. To many families, many friends whom the war has separated this year, a thoughtful card at Christmas time can make such a difference. Let's not wait till the last minute. Go to your Hallmark dealers and select your cards tomorrow. You'll see Hallmark Christmas cards that seem made to order for everyone you know. Cards with affectionate Christmas wishes for old friends, for friends you seldom see, and for that very special someone at the top of your list. You'll see cards that sparkle with humor, and many family cards, including clever cutout designs for the little ones. Then there are dozens of beautiful cards that carry comforting religious messages. So friends, if you don't delay, you can still find the Hallmark Christmas cards that say just what you want to say the way you want to say it. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. Just remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Now, Charles Hathaway, his orchestra, and the Hallmark chorus in the hit song from the picture Hollywood Canteen, "Don't Fence Me In."
Oh, give me land under starry skies above, and
tried to be helpful to a soldier, get him excused for absence over leave by posing as his aunt. The soldier introduced her as Peaches LaRue, an actress. Now both she and the soldier and the sergeant of the guard have just stepped out of a jeep in front of headquarters. And the sergeant is saying,
"Well, here we are.
Now, the way you drove this jeep, you went around more curves than Dorothy in a Morris Salon."
Right in here.
Well, what do they want to see me about? I haven't done anything.
Yes, Sergeant, you're acting like my Aunt Peaches is a spy or something.
I don't know anything about it. My orders are to confine you to the barracks.
And she's going in to see the O.D.?
Going in C.O.D.? It sounds like a package from a mail-order house.
No, it isn't C.O.D., it's O.D., the officer of the day. But the O.D. says you're going in to see the C.O., see?
C.O., that's company.
No, commanding officer. Everything in the Army goes by initials.
All right, then tell him I'm a PFC.
What do you mean? You, a private, first class?
No, a personal friend of the captain's.
Quiet. That's Colonel Bradshaw's office there. He's waiting for you. You can go right in.
Don't let me down, Aunt Peaches.
You needn't worry, son. I hope I act like your favorite aunt. Colonel, I assume for...
Aunt Peaches.
Huh?
Pietra, the same old Peaches LaRue. Why, I wouldn't recognize her anyplace.
Really? Well, that's more than I would.
Well, don't you remember me, Dick Bradshaw? Why, I guess I have changed.
Well, we all do, Colonel.
Yes, you haven't. You know you haven't gotten a day older.
I haven't, and somebody's kidding my muscles.
Well, no, you haven't. You always were tall.
Well, I'm still tall.
And slim.
I'm still slim.
And beautiful.
Yes, I'm still tall.
You know, the first time I saw you was with at the old Palace Theater. You walked a tightrope.
I did? A tightrope?
You were the loveliest, most gorgeous, most adorable girl I ever set eyes on.
I was?
But I guess you think I'm talking crazy.
Well, crazy or not, keep on talking.
Seems that I realize that you don't remember me at all. But think back. Do you recall a youngster from West Point who sent you a bouquet and a note backstage?
Oh, now, Colonel, that certainly wasn't you.
Yes, it certainly was. From that time on, I dreamed about you every night.
You dreamed about me? You did?
Yes. It was a moonlit garden. We were alone.
We were?
I saw you coming toward me.
You did? Go on.
Coming closer and closer and closer.
What then?
I took you in my arms and then...
I know, the alarm clock went off.
Well, those were the happy days. It was quite a thrill for me being out with the toast of the town. A girl who could marry anybody she pleased.
Yes, the trouble was I didn't please anybody.
But you are married, aren't you? I recall reading in the papers, and not without a little pang even then, that you were married to some man up in Westchester.
Did I? Oh, him!
So now your name is...
LaRue.
Oh,
my other name, Street. That's it, Street, but you can just call me Miss LaRue.
I was wondering, if you still walk that straight and narrow tightrope.
Oh, I've been walking the straight and narrow all my life. Nobody ever threw me a curve.
Well, I asked you because, you see, Miss LaRue, when I heard you were in camp visiting your nephew, I decided to take advantage of you.
Why, Colonel, tell those eagles to straighten up and fly right.
You misunderstand, Miss LaRue. You see, in a small camp like this, we don't get many shows, and some of our men are being shipped out tonight. And if you do your tightrope back, it would give them a fine start.
Yes, it would give me a flying finish.
But couldn't you remain over just a few hours?
No, there's someone waiting for me in the car.
Oh, your husband, yes. Well, couldn't we persuade him to... I beg your pardon. Colonel Bradshaw speaking. Who? Oh, yeah, that's fine, yes. Yes. Okay, Sergeant, yes.
Colonel, I've got to leave right this minute.
Oh, but that call was from the Sergeant of the Guard. Mr. Street is on his way here right now.
Mr. Street? Who's... Oh, Mr. Street!
Yes, your husband. Now, if you'll permit me, I think I can convince him that if... come in.
But, Colonel...
How do you do, Colonel? How do you do? I'm Mr. Street, just passing through, you know. Just passing through. I'm looking for a...
Yes, I know. I'm afraid I've detained her.
Detained her? Detained who?
Why, Miss LaRue here. And I'm really sorry.
Sorry? Oh, well, now that I look at her, I can see why you're sorry. We all make mistakes, dear little old boy. Better luck next time.
Now, just a minute, my little man.
Never mind putting on a salt. It'll pay you to show a little politeness and manners. Haven't you read Emily Post?
No, I wait and see the picture.
Ma'am? Are you talking to me?
Yes, and it seems that you're putting on considerable hulk yourself.
Hulk? What are you talking about? A hulk is part of an old wreck.
That's exactly what I mean.
Did you hear that, Colonel? Did you hear that? You should hear my general court plaster. I mean, the plaster with the general.
But, God, is it this sweet?
Yes.
You certainly don't mean what you're saying.
Well, I certainly do. You think I'm two-faced?
Well, if you were, you wouldn't be wearing that one.
I must ask you to calm down.
All right, but get it away from me.
Chip, you, baby. What's she doing here anyway?
Didn't she come with you to see your nephew?
A nephew?
I haven't any nephew. I came here alone.
What?
Oh, I was afraid that would come up.
Look here, sir. Are you certain your name is Street?
Of course it's Street. What do you think?
Frankly, I'm beginning to think you're bogus.
I am not bogus.
No, he's Boris. Boris is bogus. Boris is bogus.
Yes, Boris is Boris.
No.
My brother's name is Fred.
Mr. Street. Perhaps Miss LaRue and you and I could take a walk over to the guardhouse.
The guardhouse?
Oh, now, don't be alarmed. It may be simply that certain of our own men have gotten off on the wrong foot.
Yes, well, those G.I. shoes, you can't tell one foot from another.
Well, all I want is to have Mr. Street identified.
Me?
Yes, because in wartime, anybody entering a military post under an assumed name is turned over to the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
You mean anybody with an assumed name might go to prison?
Yes, I hope Street is his right name, because if the boy doesn't call him Uncle, it'll be FBI.
Oh, he'll say Uncle, or my name is M.U.D.
Well, Charlotte, in line with today's story, I think your song should point a moral, reminding the girls not to forget the men in uniform.
Wendell, nobody feels more strongly about that than I do. But for the sake of novelty, let's consider the reverse angle.
Well, I think maybe you've got something there. Folks, Charlotte Greenwood, submitting for the careful consideration of the men in the armed forces, don't forget the girls at home.
Temptation don't knock. Go to bed at 8 o'clock. Don't forget the girl back home. When you're far away in Egypt and a lady with a veil sidles up and says, tonight I am alone. When she smiles at you and winks, Mr. Make like you're a sphinx. Don't forget the girl back home. When you're out there in Australia, don't let your conscience fail you. Don't sing love songs to the girls in Singapore. With a girl in every nation, you'll be in a situation where you wouldn't know who you are fighting for. Just remember who I am. Send the three-word cablegram. Don't forget the girl back home.
She may be gone for a long, long time.
Could we speak for a girl and make a single request?
When you've got the axe buried where the axes ought to be, you'll settle down, no more to roam. Listen, hear my chickadee, concentrate yourself on me. Don't forget the girl.
Don't forget a single girl.
Don't forget the girl back.
Want to remember someone with a card, chances are you take special pains to find a card you'll be proud to send. Well, there's one easy way to be sure that your card is the very finest. Just look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. Like the word sterling on silver, the words a Hallmark card on the back of the card you send are your assurance of quality. Quality well known to discriminating people for more than 30 years. So when you're looking for a card to say just what you want to say and the way you want to say it, a card that lets your friends know you cared enough to send the very best, look on the back for the Hallmark imprint. Back to our story. This time, Charlotte really has landed in trouble. What's more, she's dragged Mr. Street into it. And along with Colonel Bradshaw, they're making their way through the rain to the guardhouse, and Mr. Street is saying,
"Oh, this is outrageous. Positively outrageous.
You can wait inside until I return."
Thank you, Colonel.
I won't be but a moment, Miss LaRue.
See here, young woman. I demand an explanation. Exclusive. But just what is this you
got me? Now, all I want you to do is to act like a soldier's uncle.
I won't do it. No, sir. I feel silly acting like an uncle. The soldier I don't even know.
Well, you can be thankful he is a soldier and not a whack.
I don't see why.
Well, you feel a lot sillier acting like an aunt.
Yes, I would. No, I wouldn't. I won't act like anything.
Oh, now, Mr. Street, please.
No, I won't.
Oh, pretty,
I,
please.
Well, I can't.
No, I will not.
No.
Once and for all, I'm not getting mixed up in this.
Are you going to let that boy be court-martialed? He's so young. Why, it brings a lump in my throat. Every time I look at him, I feel like choking.
Every time I look at you, I have the same urge.
He might be sent to prison just because you're too obstinate to be his uncle for 5 minutes. Oh, please.
Well,
please.
All right, I'll be his uncle.
Oh, Mr. Street.
But let me warn you, young lady.
Now, remember, you've got to convince the colonel. You've got to act as if you've known this boy ever since he was a baby. Yeah. You used to hold him on your lap.
Hold him in my lap?
Yes, you remember the days when you had a lap?
Yeah, but now, wait. Now, hold on. You're not going to...
Well, I'm getting the man who brought you here, Miss LaRue.
Thank you, Colonel.
Oh, yes, thanks, Colonel. It'll be nice seeing my nephew, Jean.
I beg your pardon, but if I recall correctly, only a few minutes ago, you denied having a nephew.
Well, I guess... Well, it just slipped my mind.
Colonel, he has a very slippery mind, haven't you, Charles?
Oh, yes, very slippery. Only my name's Waterman.
You see, Colonel, that's his pen name.
Pen name? Oh.
You need a point?
Yes. See here. Then are you an author, Mr. Street? If you are, what do you write?
Do you write? Who writes?
I write those 25-cent pocket editions.
Yes, those 25-cent books. Every time you write four, he makes a dollar.
You're making a big mistake.
Get up to the curb. Get in there, I tell you. Now keep quiet.
You can't do this to me.
But he did. Oh, Willie, you're wringing wet.
Oh, Charlotte, will you please explain this? This man said he was bringing me to see you. Who is this gentleman?
He's no gentleman. He's a sergeant.
Here's the man you wanted. The man who brought Miss LaRue to camp.
Beg it, sir.
Oh, he is. Oh, of course. Colonel, meet my little nephew, Willie. Colonel, I was peacefully sitting in my car when the nephew...
Yes.
What goes here?
Where is your uniform?
Uniform? Why should I have a uniform?
What is your rank, Anderson?
I'm captain of the half press. Now for the last time.
Willie? The half press has been at the bottom of the ocean for 50 years.
Well, no wonder he's soaking wet.
Now, listen, I want time.
Sergeant, lock him up.
Yes, sir.
What? Lock me up?
Exactly. I could forget a slight offense such as a few minutes over leave, but you're out of uniform and guilty of insubordination. That's something hardly becoming a soldier.
What's becoming a soldier?
It looks as if you are, Mr. Anderson.
Yes, you're in the army now. You're not behind the bow. You'll never get
there. Wait a minute!
They told me
Henry! My boy!
Dad, what are you doing here?
I came here to find you. Didn't you get my wire that I was arriving on the afternoon train?
No, I didn't get any wire. I thought you were coming by plane. I went clear out the airport to meet you. That's why I was overleaved.
Well, how do you like the Army, son?
Oh, fine, Dad. I've gained 62 pounds. Yes, 2 pounds in weight and 60 in equipment.
Now listen.
I've listened long enough. In fact, I've listened till I'm hoarse.
Yeah. But I want to know why.
Hey, quiet, Joe. Oh, yes. Go on, Miss LaRue.
That's just it. I'm not Peaches LaRue.
What?
I'm Charlotte Greenwood. I tried to help this boy, but I've made a mess of everything.
Not Charlotte Greenwood from Hollywood?
That's right.
Well, 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 I'm Walter McPhee from Broadway.
Not the producer.
Yes, not the producer.
No.
No, I am the producer.
Oh, Colonel, you were looking for someone to put on a camp show. Why, here's your man. He is terrific.
Oh, really?
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm afraid I owe... Well, almost everybody here an apology, especially for mistaking this young lady for Peaches LaRue.
You see, it's been some years since I saw Peaches.
Colonel, you looked at the wrong tree. I'm a Greenwood.
But anyway, I do apologize, Mrs. Greenwood.
Oh, but it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
And just for the record, yes. I'm Mr. Anderson of the Lakeview Post-Dispatch. I'm not the nephew of that Walrus. Walrus? Yeah. Me or why, you? And I'd like to see if he still wants to settle things with me.
After he sees the muscles bulging beneath my sweater.
Be careful, Mr. Anderson. Huh? You're wearing the wrong sweater. The one without the muscles.
Charlotte Greenwood will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes? A Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, it's curious how we sometimes measure things. We say, this is big and important, and that is trivial and commonplace. Sunshine, for example, we take for granted. But what would happen to this world if we didn't have it? And so with a letter or a note of remembrance to a friend. It's a very little thing which we also take for granted. But it's one of those little things without which the world would be poor indeed. So send it today, won't you? And now, until next Sunday at the very same time, this is Charlotte Green was saying, so long, friend, one again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I'm just saying, oh, Lord. So long.
With music by Charles Hathaway, his orchestra, and the Hallmark Chorus, came to you from Hollywood. This is Wendell Niles speaking. This is the Blue Network.
1230 KECA, Los Angeles.